Legal action is brewing in the United States after the repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The repeal raises questions about military retirement benefits and spousal benefits for same-sex couples. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more on the court fights ahead.
4 years ago, Richard Collins was a staff sergeant at an Air Force base in New Mexico. He had been in the military since he was 18.
I looked at the military as being my family, and I put my all into it. I was always picked number one or always, you know, passed my inspections, always was promoted early, you know, and then in the end, here's the boot.
Collins got the boot 10 years after he enlisted. Civilians off base reported that he had given his partner a kiss. He was discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Discharged troops generally get a severance payment to help adjust back to civilian life. But if you're discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, your payment is cut in half. The Air Force gave Collins $13,000 instead of the $26,000 he otherwise would have received. Now he and others are part of an ACLU lawsuit trying to recoup the rest of the money.
It's not just about the money. It's just, you know, what's right. When I was in the military, that's what was put into our head. Always do what's right, even when someone else is not looking. And, you know, in this instance, they did the opposite.
Severance pay is just one of the issues that people who were kicked out of the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell are now challenging in court. Aubrey Sarvis is executive director of Service Members Legal Defense Network. His organization represents a major who was discharged from the Air Force 4 years ago and wants to rejoin once he can serve openly.
That's 4 years. That's going to be very difficult for him to make up, assuming he's reinstated in 2011.
The lawsuit is seeking credit for the 4 years that the major was out of the service under Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
That puts him on a better footing. It gives him 4 more years toward his 20-year retirement benchmark. I don't know if we're going to be able to get that, but we're certainly going to seek it.
People who were discharged from the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell just before they hit the 20-year retirement mark may sue to get those retirement benefits. And there are legal questions where the military has paid for someone to attend school in exchange for years of service. James Essex directs the ACLU's Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Project.
Some of these people get kicked out because of Don't Ask, Don't Tell while they're in school or shortly after they finish school. And then the government goes and recoups their tuition payments. Because, like, you're not serving for whatever it was 7 years, and so you got to pay the tuition back. Those are people who I think may have a claim.
The military doesn't yet know how it will answer any of these questions. At a White House briefing last week, spokesman Robert Gibbs said the administration is working on it.
There are a series of implementation and legal issues that lawyers in this building, as well as in the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice, are working through.
It's possible that the panel will decide all of these issues in a way that makes gay service members and their lawyers happy, but Mary Bonato of Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders thinks it's more likely that a judge will have the final say.
Normally a repeal looks forward, so it changes the law from that point forward, but not backwards.
Going forward, gay and lesbian troops who are in the military can soon get married in states where same-sex marriage is legal without fear of being discharged. Which raises another raft of questions, says Bonato.
One of the benefits of being in the military is that they want you to be able to take care of your family. And now it is going to be clear that gay and lesbian service members have families, too.
Right now, the military says it won't recognize same-sex spouses. In fact, the Defense of Marriage Act legally prevents the military from doing so. But lawsuits challenging DOMA have been working their way through the courts for a while. And soon, openly gay service members may join those suits. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you.